when you're set playing records to programmers and producers, the songs can actually sound quite different. You notice the bits where you can tell you're kind of losing their attention. You can tell that their brains are going elsewhere and, you know, they're about ready to reach for the pause button. I remember when I was working with Franz Ferdinand and we were trying to break them at the very beginning with Take Me Out, because they weren't established yet, we ended up needing to do a radio edit of that track to make it easier for Radio 1 to get on board. And it ended up doing the trick. And of course, once a band have their foot in the door, they're in a more powerful position then.
Miranda Cooper is a songwriter who, along with co-writer Brian Higgins at Xenomania, has had over 20 top 10 hits with Girls Aloud and other artists. From a creative's point of view, does this 3 to 4 minute rule play a part in her writing process?
I've grown up with a traditional song structure where you have verse, bridge, chorus, verse, bridge, chorus, middle eight, chorus, outro. That fits neatly into 3 to 4 minutes. I think beyond that, you can, of course, do much more indulgent album tracks, but in terms of a radio hit, that does seem to me a correct amount of time. When you stare in my face, you're messing with my brain. The first success we had was with a song called Round Round for the Sugar Babes. The record company loved it and wanted it to be a single. And I remember Brian coming in and saying, it's too long, we need to do a radio edit. He had to do a savage radio edit and pull out a good sort of 8 bars and squidge it back together. And I remember just thinking, oh my God, what have they made us do? It sounds terrible. Now when I hear it, it sounds absolutely perfect.
You're basically just listening to the track and trying to work out where you might lose people. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I mean, for example, like Adele, Someone Like You, that song's closer to 5 minutes. We actually looked to try and edit it down, and it's impossible. There's nothing you could take out of the track that wouldn't just ruin it, really. And in that particular instance, we were aided greatly by the fact that she just performed on the Brits. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts in